Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. And today, we're going to be talking about the new AI bots on chess.com. Everybody crazed over Mittens and the other cats. But we got some new bots, and it seems like it's a Matrix theme. So just sit back and relax, enjoy your sun chips, probably have some, good half a half tea right beside you. Hopefully it's a raspberry tea because that's what I like. And enjoy the podcast episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay, so let's go over this article. It's on chess.com and it's called Battle Against the AI Bots. Let's go through it. It starts off like this. What if I told you that chess.com, as you know it, is nothing but a lie? That the moves you play, the blunders you make, that the whole website is nothing but a prison designed to keep us from winning chess games? And unfortunately, I would be lying. Our blunders are way too real. Still, we are only... Still, we are the only hope to stop the new AI bots that are taking over chess.com's play computer page. Get ready to rage against the machines by going against ChessGPT, Chippy, PAL 9000, Skyweb, and Agent Chess. Let's go over the personalities of each bot. Since chess bots are... they're the thing now. I thought that humans were the thing, but it's chess bots. Let's get through it. First of all, we got the first one, ChessGPT. The strength is 249. And the GPT chess bot is the most sophisticated and modern language model designed to deliver the smoothest, most realistic chess conversation experience. And then we got Chippy, which is like a weird... it's a paperclip with eyes. That's exactly what it is. And it says right here, the strength is 700. And would you like to play a chess? An article just continues talking about Chippy. Would you like to play a game of chess? Chippy doesn't care. Chippy was originally programmed to help you, but has gone rogue and now only wants one thing, to annoy you and make you rage quit. Wow. So hopefully the people that is listening to the podcast right now can just beat Chippy for me and just let me... Actually, hey... I got something for y'all to do. And you can do this at any time. Beat Chippy, if you're listening to this, and send me that game on Instagram. Beat Chippy and send me that game on Instagram. And I will, I'll put it up on my story. How about that? We could just do something together for all the people who has been listening to this podcast for the past 2 years. And then we got the third bot named PAL 9000, literally PAL 9000, and the strength of this bot is 1200. The PAL 9000 computer became operational at the PAL plant in Urbana, Illinois on the 12th of January 1992. And 22 years after a failed mission, Danny Wrench found it destroyed in a field and reprogrammed it as a chess.com bot. I'm guessing that's the history. It looks like, if I was thinking about a movie, the image of this bot looks like the... Okay. I got something. Have you ever seen WALL-E? If you've seen WALL-E, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The bot basically looks like the steering wheel of the spaceship, but without... it's not really steering wheel. It's just the middle piece. And it's a red dot, and it's looking into my soul right now. I'm actually pretty scared of it. And we're just going to just skip right... along into the next bot, which is Skyweb. Now, Skyweb strength is 1600, so we're getting a little bit difficult now. And the Skyweb bot is a new revolutionary chess computer from Cyberdyne Systems that helps identify and exterminate threats on the board. All right, cool. Basically, Terminator 2.0, but with chess. And then we got the last bot, the strongest bot of them all, Agent Chess. And I like how we just jumped from 1600 to all the way. I like how we jumped to 1600 to 2700. That is a big jump. Agent Chess is programmed to keep you in your place, distracted, going through the motions, and blundering pieces. We are all part of an illusion, a virtual world in which we all live, work, and fail to play good chess. And so, here we go. Yep, that's pretty much all the information on the bots that we have here. And to repeat, we have ChessGPT, the weakest one of them all. We got Chippy, the paperclip. We got PAL 9000, the Wally steering wheel. We got Skyweb, Terminator 2.0, and then we got Agent Chess. Literally looks like the guy off of The Matrix. Yep. Would not want to go against him. And then we got comments from everybody. We got PAL 9000 is so hard. And most people know about the Terminator reference of that guy. Most people say it's Skull Dude based off the Terminator. I'm thinking so. And then, oh yeah, Agent Smith. That's who he looks like. He looks like Agent Smith. Weird enough that we're going into The Matrix in February. The Matrix is real on chess.com. Okay, what is other people saying? Beat all but Agent Chess. Wait a minute. Beat all but Agent Chess. Agent Chess too good. Why did you repeat the words right there? I enjoyed the Clippy chat. No, I enjoyed the Chippy chat. It takes me back many years. Okay. Mittens one day, I'll get you. I think Mittens is gone, but don't hold me on that. Don't hold me on that information. If Mitch's isn't gone, just message me on Instagram and be like, hey, bro, you're going to have to take that back. And I'm going to be like, okay, Mitch's is not gone. Mitch's is not gone. And hopefully the site doesn't crash again. Hopefully chess.com doesn't crash again like it did before with these new bots. Because I already know people like Hikaru Nakamura, Gotham Chess, Botes Sisters, Eric Rosen, all those popular streamers, maybe John Bartholomew. I don't know how much he streams anymore. Who else streams like that? Nemo, Magnus Carlsen, since Play Magnus was bought by chess.com. Hopefully chess.com doesn't crash again with these new bots, but it's going to be interesting to face them. Maybe I can face them on my YouTube channel on live streams. We'll see. Some pretty cool pictures though, except for Chippy. Chippy is literally just a paperclip with eyeballs and eyebrows. Okay, that's pretty much it.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you haven't followed yet, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to need you to follow, especially if you want to stay notified on future episodes. This episode is really fun talking about AI bots, and hopefully we can get into the recent tournament that is happening right now. It's going to be a lot of news content because I've missed 2 weeks, but we're going to get through all of it each and every day. That's the goal for February, that I'm going to be posting something each and every day so that you're going to be notified about what's going on in the chess community. So make sure that you're fighting to the end. Make sure that you're staying focused in chess and in real life. Peace.